Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam. Welcome back. I know. We're on overload. Drinking out of the fire hose on a Tuesday, August 16th. Number three, intermittent fasting. Got to give you an update on this, all right? This is a health podcast from the Everyday Saturday Man. Sam Crowley, hope you're having the most amazing day ever and enjoying just the bountiful full. Is that even a word? Bountiful number of shows. All right, let's get into it. Intermittent fasting. If you listen to the show, you know I've been toying with this over the past few weeks. And I must report now, coming up on, I think it's, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 days of it or so. I'm digging it. Let me tell you what I'm talking about, okay? I experiment with a lot of diets. And I hate the word diet. Nutrition plans, workout. I'm pushing the envelope. And my goal when I go into the gym, I'm like a Neanderthal, man. I walk in there and I just start picking stuff up and putting it down. And I start with light weights and I move the heavy weights. Here's a perfect example. And this is why you don't need to be smart. You don't need to be cool. You know, you don't need to be the person when it comes to doing it. You just got to get going. You know what I'm talking? I feel amazing. Amazing. Check out my Instagram. I've been posting some motivational minutes on there as well. Every day is Saturday. Check out the Instagram where I just scream for a minute and tell you a little bit about this stuff as well. Check this out, okay? So I went to the gym yesterday. Here is a perfect example. The night before, I stopped eating at 7 o'clock. And when I say I stopped eating, I'm not hungry. My biggest challenge, and maybe this is yours as well, but my biggest challenge why I can't burn fat quicker and more efficiently is the damn pantry. It's like, it just keeps calling my name. At like 9 o'clock, I'm watching TV and it's my kids are in bed and it's like, or the older ones are upstairs, you know, doing what they do. Our baby's down. It's like, oh my God, I finally get the clicker. Give me the clicker. Where's the clicker? And it's like, just, it's my respite, man. I'm just like, oh, I just zone out. I don't even know what I'm watching. I just like, oh, take a deep breath, you know? And so, and then I hear, Sam, come on, Sam. It's the pantry calling. It's the crackers and the cookies. And I don't even eat that bad of stuff. Like, I typically go and just grab a big spoon of organic peanut butter. And before I know it, though, I've taken one bite, two bites, and the whole damn jar is gone. And I don't think that's good at 9:30 at night, no matter what you're eating, okay? So this has stopped that. So at 7 o'clock Sunday, I fasted the night before. And I don't mean fast. I eat for 8 hours, and I fast for 16 hours. And the easiest way to fast for 16 hours, and I'm going to tell you why you do all this in just a minute, but the easiest way to fast is from when you go to bed to when you wake up. That's an easy 8 hours, at least, sometimes 10 before you even get up and running. And then, you know, you do what you got to do in the morning. I'm clear. I also have a couple cups of coffee. Then I drink half a gallon of water, and then I go to the gym, and you burn the fat because there's nothing in your body from, you know, since 12 hours before. Now you got to make it another 4 hours. So for example, I could eat at 11 a.m. on Sunday when I went to the gym. By the way, today's Tuesday, so this was 2 days ago that I was doing this. And I'm not craving anything. I'm not dying of hunger. I had my coffee in the morning. Oh, by the way, I have almond milk. So I have 25 calories in the morning. That's nothing. I can burn that putting my shoes on, tying my shoes. The whole goal is don't consume any calories in the morning before you work out, and just, or even if you don't work out, but you walk and most people are sedentary. So even if you walk, get going, go to work, park far away from the office, get a longer walk, go to the grocery store. I never park in the front row. My kids hate going to the store. They won't even go to the store with me because I park like 8 miles from the front door. Like, oh, let's go, guys. Let's walk. Oh, my dad, I hate going to this. Let's go. Let's go. Let's burn it off, man. Burn it off. So the whole goal is to not have anything in your system, because your body, when you get rocking and rolling and you're burning, it only knows to burn that stored fat that you've got. Because if you've eaten first thing in the morning, then your body only knows it's going to burn off the sugar and it's going to burn off the fat. All that stuff in your body you just consumed, it's going to burn that first, where you want it to burn that excess stuff that's been sitting around. And so I started doing this about 7 or 8 days ago. And yeah, first couple days, like anything, you know, you don't see any instant results. Now, I'm telling you, for example, Sunday's a great example. I did a whole body workout. So I did shoulders, and then I did chest, and I did legs, I did back. But I did them all at the same time. They're called, and pull-ups. I love pull-ups. I try to do 75 to 100 pull-ups at the gym as well. And I couldn't do one a year ago. So just so you know, okay? But like anything, do one, you do two, you do four, four leads to eight. Next thing you know, you're Paulie pull up there, you know, just everybody staring at you in the gym. I love them. And here's what I do though. I'll do a set of chest, and then I'll go over and do quads. I'll do the leg machine, the leg extension, and then I'll go do shoulders, and then I'll go do pull ups, and then I'll do back and just pick up a 50-pound dumbbell. And you know, you can't see me, but you're bent over and you're pulling that dumbbell up towards the side of your body. And so I've just done back, shoulder, legs, back, shoulders, legs, chest, and pull-ups. Five different exercises. It takes me about 5 minutes to do it. And then I take a break, drink about 20 ounces of water. That's how you drink a gallon of water at the gym, by the way. You know, you drink 20 ounces every time because I fire that 20 ounces back. I'm so thirsty. And so the side effect is you're drinking a gallon of water in that 1 hour while you're at the gym. I mean, it's all working beautifully. So I don't have any, I don't crave food at night anymore because I eat right up till 7 o'clock. And let me tell you, man, I eat huge salads and greens and had the spinach smoothie. Chicken, everything. Stop. 7 o'clock. I'm full. It's like you poured me in a chair. I can't move. I'm good. I'm good till for the rest of the night. I'm like, I'm getting no. The pantry's not calling me. If it's calling, I can't hear. Okay. Next morning, wake up, cup of coffee with almond milk, 25 calorie almond milk. So I don't go crazy with cream or milk or anything like that. Never, ever. I gave sugar up in 2009. Never haven't had a spoonful of sugar in 7 years. The reason I'm telling you this, boy, try that stuff, man. Try new stuff. You don't have to do exactly what I do, but I'm telling you, I'm reporting back to you. Energy level is off the hook, feeling great, and I'm just looking to do new stuff. And by the way, that workout I did where I did shoulder, chest, back, legs, and did the pull-ups, and by the way, I mixed in 100 sit-ups as well, I knocked all that out in 45 minutes. You know why? Because I'm not on my phone scrolling Instagram. Selfie. Ching, prove I was at the gym. Hey, what's up? You know, send an email. No. Focused, man. I'm focused while I'm there. I don't want to be in the gym any longer than I have to be. I'm just like you. I don't go there. I go there to work out. There's weights there for a reason, you know? All the cardio, it's there for a reason. It's not there to be on social media. Good Lord. Try it. Work your entire body out and then stop. What's your cutoff? Mine's always 7 o'clock because I know I can go till 11 a.m. It is 10:19 a.m. right now, and I can start eating again in 40 minutes. And quite honestly, I don't even have a craving to right now. And I had a couple cups of coffee with the almond milk this morning. I'm good. I'm good. Drank a half gallon of water so far. I'm good. But I'm going for a run. Today is cardio, so I'll run, do my wind sprints. I'll probably run a total of maybe 4 or 5 miles. Some days I'll run 8 or 9 when I'm just jogging. Other days when I'm doing the wind sprints, when I run like I'm being chased by a grizzly bear, I do, you know, intermittently. I make up 3 to 4 miles that way. And that's going to burn that excess stored fat that your body wants to hang on to. And then I'll come home and I'll eat. I got 8 hours to eat. And I shut it down again at 7 o'clock tonight. Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Try it. I bet you're going to like it. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.